Hey, everybody, this is Maggie. You know, Barack Obama wants to redistribute the wealth. Well, I disagree. I think you need to earn what you get in life. So join me, because I'm going to be redistributing the truth, one word at a time, on the Unsolicited Opinion, here on KHNC 1360.
You debate and you disagree with this administration, somehow you're not patriotic, and we should stand up and say we are Americans and we have a right to debate and disagree with any administration.
Hey, everybody, this is Maggie Rodden, and welcome to the Unsolicited Opinion. How you doing today? Hey, I'll tell you, it's a great life if you don't weaken, right? Well, I have another great guest lined up this morning that I am going to bring on after the first break, and I think you'll be very interested to hear what this lady has to say. She's a very knowledgeable woman. Her name is Kathy Adams, and she is actually, for the Eagle Forum, she's the International Issues Chair, and she was just at the United Nations last week observing what they were up to, and so she's going to talk about what the United Nations, their latest ideas are for assaulting the American people and redistributing our wealth and denying us the right to do what we want to do with our property here in this country. So I'm going to be bringing Kathy Adams on after the break, and we're going to have an interesting conversation, I'm sure. And, you know, my focus of my show, 99% of the guests that I bring on all talk about issues related to United Nations Agenda 21, sustainable development, and of course Kathy Adams will be no different. That's what we're going to be talking about, and that is all about, let me give you some of the key points of what sustainable development is all about. And I know a lot of the listeners to this radio station are very sophisticated, and they are aware of this threat to their liberty, and so they're really on the ball. But there's a lot of people around this country who are not aware of what's happening to them. They know something's wrong, but they don't know what the origin of what's wrong is. And so my goal is to try to get people on here who are very well versed in what's happening to be able to help awaken people to this threat that we face here in this country. George Washington said that individual liberty and freedom and property rights go hand in hand. You cannot have one without the other. So it's so critical that people understand that what United Nations Agenda 21 Sustainable Development is all about, it's about denying you the right to do what you want to do on your property. It's about redistributing your wealth. It's about social justice, not equal justice, but social justice, where some people are more equal than others. And I don't think there's anybody in this country who wants that to be the type of justice that's meted out in this country. I think they believe in equal justice. That's what our Constitution and our Declaration of Independence is all about, that people are born with unalienable rights and that all men are created equal, not social justice where some people are more equal than others. And so, you know, it's so critical that if you don't understand what this is, you need to go to my website, you need to go to my guest's website, and she'll tell us which one that would be the best one to go to when she comes on in a couple of minutes. But you need to go to my website, and you need to look at the tab entitled Dark Future UN Agenda 21. My website is three words, theunsolicitedopinion.com, theunsolicitedopinion.com. Please go there, take a look. Start reading. I've got links to all different kinds of websites and all different kinds of documents, and you need to start educating yourself about what is happening around you, because it is very real. It is very diabolical, and it truly will strip you of your individual freedom and liberty if we allow this to continue. And the only way that we're going to stop it is by waking up our fellow American and educating them on what is happening right around them. It is like we're standing in a tornado, and this sustainable development, this United Nations Agenda 21 assault on our freedom and liberty is what's swirling all around us. And so we need to be able to be educated, to step out of that, to be able to recognize what it is and how to fight back. And the way we fight back is we fight back through education and waking up our neighbors to what is happening. Now listen, I'm always looking for sponsors and advertisers. If you'd like to sponsor this show or advertise on this show, please get in contact with me, and I can hook you up with the people at the station who can make that happen. So please, theunsolicitedopinion.com is my website. Go there, contact me. You can contact me just to give me your unsolicited opinion if you like. That's okay with me. I'm all about redistribution of the truth. So that's the purpose of my radio show, is to redistribute the truth and get the truth out there to people, because I know, as many of you who are listening are very well aware, that what you hear from the mainstream media and what you hear from most radio station hosts is not the truth. It's just some canned stuff that they are saying. They're all like little drones repeating the same canned message, and that's not what I'm about on this radio station and on this radio show. I'm about the redistribution of the truth, as opposed to redistributing your money into somebody else's pocket. I'm not about redistributing the wealth. I'm about redistribution of the truth. So please go to my website, theunsolicitedopinion.com, and get in touch with me. Check out the information that's out there. There's a lot of tabs with a lot of great information, so you really need to do that. You know, I was looking at something today, and I guess these new, and this is related to all of this green agenda, these green Nazis, that the federally mandated light bulbs are going to cost about $50 each. Now, those are those light bulbs that have mercury in them, so I guess you have to call a hazmat team if you happen to bust a light bulb and you need to clean it up. I guess you would have to call a hazmat team to come in and get this hazardous material, this light bulb, out of your house, and they're going to cost $50 each. I you know, this is this whole green nonsense. There's nothing wrong with the light bulbs that we currently have, but the green Nazis don't want us to have those. They want us to have a light bulb that has this hazard inside of it, and it creates more problems, because then they have to figure out what do they do with all these light bulbs that no longer work. So plus, they don't give off the same amount of light as your ordinary plain old-fashioned cheap, you know, 79-cent light bulb that you can get to. I don't know if they're 79 cents anymore, but that you can get from the drugstore or the grocery store. Well, those are going to be going the way of the dodo, and in 2012 we will have these federally mandated light bulbs. That's going to be the name of the game. So this should prove real interesting, this other creation from the global warming crazies, for lack of a better word. I guess the people who love to scare us into thinking that the sky is falling, well, they're the people, these green Nazis, are the ones who are behind this whole federally mandated light bulb craziness. Listen, I'm going to break, and when I come back, I will be bringing Kathy Adams on. So hang in there, everybody, because you're going to be very happy that you did. This is The Unsolicited Opinion, and I'll be right back.
Article 4, the right of the people to be secure in their persons, houses, papers, and effects against unreasonable searches and seizures shall not be violated, and no warrant shall be issued but upon probable cause, supported by oath or affirmation, and particularly describing the places to be searched and the persons or things to be seized.
Sick of playing the guessing game with your vitamins? Tired of paying hundreds or even thousands of dollars for supplements that may or may not work? If you're a professional athlete or just looking for nutritional peace of mind, look no more, because you've found Bio Superfood, the next generation in supplementation. 100% natural Bio Superfood packs all your essential proteins, vitamins, minerals, antioxidants, enzymes, and many of nature's special forces you need for optimum health. Call BioAge at 877-288-9116, 877-288-9116. An emergency preparedness plan for your home, car, school, and office is a must. Knowing how to store water safely, survive extreme temperature changes, provide reliable shelter, first aid, and sanitation is critical. Knowing where to get the best lights, radios, and other supplies is easy. Ferris Survival, located at 3366 South Broadway, is a professional, reputable, full-service business providing realistic preparedness supplies at affordable prices. Stop by, go online, or call 303-781-0343, 866-781-0343.
Worship and Warfare, Holy Places and In His Hands. Three praise and worship CDs now available through Voice of Many Waters Ministry. Call 1-800-205-6245 or check it out on the web, www.voiceofmanywaters.org. Each CD is $15 plus $3.50 shipping and handling. Call 1-800-205-6245 or www.voiceofmanywaters.org. VoiceAmanyWaters.org.
Hey everybody, this is Maggie Rodden and you're listening to The Unsolicited Opinion. And if you'd like to call into this show today, the telephone number is 877-254-7524. 877-254-7524 is the number. And if you'd like to contact me, my website, three words, theunsolicitedopinion.com. I'd like to welcome Kathy Adams to my show today. Kathy, thank you so much for joining me.
What an honor it is to be with you. I have so enjoyed listening to your monologue because you are hitting all of the most key points, and you are out there educating the people so that we can then defend our own honor as well as our own nation. So thank you for what you're doing, Maggie.
Well, thanks, Kathy, and thank you so much. Now, you're really kind of quite the world traveler here with all this UN stuff, I guess, going around and finding what these diabolical individuals are up to, and I call them diabolical because their plan, UN Agenda 21, Sustainable Development, is a diabolical plan that, of course, unfortunately, most Americans don't know anything about it.
Right, and the United States got involved in this when President George H.W. Bush, the first George Bush, signed the UN Framework Convention on Climate Change. That's the Climate Change Treaty in 1992, and then the U.S. Senate ratified it the same year. So it's very important for us to understand where all of this came from. And then, not even a part of that treaty, but a plan of action coming out of the same meeting in Rio de Janeiro was called Agenda 21. And so that's where it all came from. That's how Americans got involved in it. And, you know, if we can get into it that easily, we can get out of it, too.
Well, that's a good point, Kathy. I agree with that. I think we should send the United Nations over to some other country. They can host them. They can fund them. And I think the United States should be out of the United Nations. And I think we should go back to limited government and maximum freedom, don't you?
Well, I do. But, you know, the Kyoto Protocol that was a follow-up to this climate change treaty in 1992, the Kyoto Protocol came out of Kyoto, Japan 5 years later in 1997. It was signed by then President Bill Clinton, and then it was unsigned by George W. Bush after realizing that the aim was for legally binding limits of greenhouse gas emissions. Those are primarily going to be targeting the air that we breathe out, which is not a toxin. It's called carbon dioxide, and also the same gas is emitted when fossil fuels are burned. They claim that that is warming the climate. They have absolutely no science to prove that the Earth is warming, number one, and that air that we breathe out is not a pollutant. As a matter of fact, it causes plants to grow, and then when the plants grow, they emit oxygen. That's the cycle that God intended. It's working just fine. Thank you very much.
I agree. I think that's called photosynthesis, isn't it? Where plants give off oxygen after they eat carbon dioxide, dioxide that's emitted by human beings and, you know, decomposition and things like that. So it's a natural occurring event.
It is. And, you know, the plan is so perfect. And actually, there have been times in our history of the Earth, and the Earth is not to be capitalized. That's another nonsense idea of the United Nations. But the Earth has, in the times past, gone through warmer periods. When we had dinosaurs roaming the Earth, they were mostly vegetarians, and they ate plants. And so it was incumbent, and the Lord knew that, as the Creator God knew that. And so, of course, carbon dioxide levels were higher at that time, and the Earth was warmer. And so we are not going through anything that we need to be afraid of as far as the climate is concerned. And certainly burning fossil fuels is not causing earthquakes and the horrible disaster that just happened in Japan. It's all a reason. There's some other reason that the United Nations has for focusing on that. They focus on climate change because it affects everyone, and they want to control everyone. So that's why they target that. But the fact is, man cannot change the climate, and it's very, very arrogant of man to think that he could.
Kathy, let's touch a little bit on global governance.
Mm-hmm.
And how that fits into the scheme of things here, because I don't think people understand, as a citizen of the United States, of course, we're subject to the laws of you know, our state and our local jurisdiction as sovereign citizens. You know, we are, God had given us the unalienable rights of life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness, and property, which property would be in the pursuit of happiness. So let's talk about what happens with this global governance and how that works in impacting the rights of American citizens.
Right, great question. Well, first of all, as we've already made this point, that when you start making the statement, the claim that the Earth is either warmed or cooled by burning fossil fuels, what they're doing actually is just finding the issue that they can control people with. And so once they have found that now, and of course it became famous when Al Gore did his silly movie, and I think that it's so fitting what has happened to that man now, because he's been exposed for the sham politician that he is, as well as knowing nothing about global warming, and his whole life was built upon a falsehood. But anyway, back to this issue here. They found the issue where they can control people. And so if they can target limiting carbon dioxide levels, then they can control every activity by man and business. How do they plan to do that? Well, they plan to change from governance to government. And the United Nations already has an executive branch, which is the Ban Ki-moon, who is the Secretary General, and those that he appoints under him as Undersecretary Generals. They already have a legislative branch, and that is when countries come to their table and meet for these myriad of meetings, whether they be in New York City, whether they be in Geneva, whether they be in Bonn, Germany, all over the globe, Nairobi, Kenya, they have these meetings. So that's their legislative branch. And the third was the International Criminal Court, which was created in 1998 in Rome, Italy, and I watched those proceedings. That court could bring every American as an individual under its purview. And it doesn't matter that the United States has not ratified that treaty. That is exactly what this this body could do. And the only thing that they're lacking in order to convert from governance to government is the ability to tax. Well, that's where climate change comes in again. If they can cap and tax those greenhouse gas emissions emitted when the fossil fuels are burned, then they could then become a government, because they would be able to tax. But that's not the only idea. Maggie, they have other ideas for global taxation too.
Okay. Let's talk about some of those then, Kathy. I know you were at something last week, this Green Climate Fund. What's that all about?
Well, it was a really fun meeting in Mexico City, and I have to tell you that it was rather frightening. I was more afraid to go there than I would have even to go to New York City. But anyway, Mexico City is, and all of Mexico is not a safe place for Americans now because of the drug war that is going on there. And it's really a tragedy for the people, what is happening in that country. They're very close to civil war. But anyway, they had this meeting dealing with the Green Climate Fund. That was an idea that came first out of a meeting from the climate change treaty meetings that they hold annually in Copenhagen in 2010, they met in Cancun, and in 2009, they met in Copenhagen. So in Copenhagen is when they said they need a green climate fund. And then 2010, when they met, in the interim between 2009 and 2010, the Secretary General had assembled a 20-member high-level advisory group on climate change financing in order to design or to come up with recommendations for a design for this Green Climate Fund. And so then in 2010, the nations bought into this idea and said, yeah, let's go ahead and design it. So now they have a transitional committee. The very first meeting met in Mexico City just a couple of weeks ago in order to begin the design of a green climate fund. The carbon tax is one of the ideas that they want, but probably the one with the most favor behind it would be a tax on international aviation and international shipping. And
okay.
You know, coming from the state of Texas, it's really fun because I mention this to people and they say, yeah, the UN will collect a tax for me at the point of my gun. Well, the fact is this is going to be an indirect tax, and Americans won't have a say in it. And right now, Barack Hussein Obama has an American sitting at the table designing this global tax.
Yeah, see, most people, when I reiterate this, Kathy, because it is astounding to me that most people have no idea what's happening around them. And I have to tell you honestly, I only stumbled upon sustainable development last October. My friend and I had been fighting against and following for a long time illegal immigration. We believe in the rule of law, we believe in the Constitution, and we believe that the laws of this country should be followed. And we couldn't understand why our government wasn't enforcing the laws and not securing our border to keep the citizens of this country safe. It made no sense to us. But when I stumbled upon UN Agenda 21 last October, the light bulb went on. It made perfect sense to me now why they were not securing our borders, because, of course, you and I both know that as far as they're concerned, borders are unjust, and they want unlimited movement of peoples anywhere they want to go, and they want to redistribute our wealth. And so one way to do that is to have masses of people pour into this country, and then these people access taxpayer-funded social service programs, and it helps to redistribute the wealth, doesn't it?
Yes, it sure does. And the other big change that came about in American law that allowed this big mass migration, as they choose to call it, rather than illegal immigration, was the NAFTA Treaty, the North American Free Trade Agreement. And it's not just for goods to cross over borders. And to expedite that, the real purpose, I believe, was truly to begin the erasing of the borders between the United States, Mexico, and our northern neighbor, Canada. So, yes, the NAFTA Treaty, as well as these United Nations treaties, are all working toward the same goal, which is to redistribute wealth. And it's really tragic to hear those from poor nations believe, and they are absolutely convinced, of two things. One, that the reason why nations are rich is because they've stolen from those poor nations. And the second thing they believe is that because rich nations burn more fossil fuels in order to run their economies, then they are causing climate change, which then makes the poor nations more vulnerable. And so, therefore, there is money due to them from the rich nations because they are forcing all kinds of climactic disasters like hurricanes and tornadoes. And, yes, every time there's even an earthquake or something of that or even a volcanic eruption, they talk about climate change. They cannot make the link that it's caused by climate change, but they have to throw in the rhetoric. And so redistribution of wealth, erasing our borders. But you know what? I'm a Bible-believing Christian, and I know that this is just all nonsense that's being run by those who would not only have a global government, but a global leader, and he will be evil incarnate.
Well, I agree with you there, Kathy. And on that note, we've got to go to break. Everybody, this is The Unsolicited Opinion. My name is Maggie, and we'll be right back in a couple of minutes.
Shalom, this is Pastor Michael Golden of the Voice of Many Waters Congregation, personally inviting you to join me as we continue our series on exploring your God-given spiritual gifts and utilizing them biblically to build Yahweh's kingdom. We'll be meeting at 3J's Christian Coffee House in Johnstown, Saturdays beginning at 1 p.m. We'll look through the lens of Torah and address questions like, how do I know what my gifts really are? What's my purpose in using the spiritual gifts? Can my spiritual gifts be blocked for some reason? I've used my spiritual gifts for years. What does Torah have to do with them? How do I know the difference between truth or error, or the office and the gift, and much more? This series includes an extensive personal spiritual gift profile and how to understand who God has called you to be through your gifts in a safe, orderly, and biblically based environment. The exciting series will continue over the next few weeks, so please join us. Contact the Voice of Many Waters congregation at 1-800-205-6245 or 303-522-3562. A love offering will be collected.
Ladies and gentlemen, Mr. Tom Phillips, founder of The Green Herb.
Is it me, or have you noticed that personal service is becoming a thing of the past? Is a big store with untrained personnel, or going to a vitamin store and finding several brands of the same herbal product, all at different prices? You don't need to be an herbal expert at The Green Herb. We'll gladly help you decide which of The Green Herb's exclusive products will work for you and work better than anything you buy elsewhere. And we'll give you an old-fashioned money-back guarantee. Come by The Green Herb, located in Wheat Ridge, Colorado, on the I-70 Frontage Road North, 1 mile west of Kipling, or call 888-765-HERB, that's 888-765-4372, or go to our website at www.thegreenherb.com. It's The Green Herb's policy to give you small-town service in the big city, and be sure to listen to The Green Herb Show with Linda and Dr. Cass every Tuesday at 1 o'clock on KHNC.
We the people of the United States, in order to form a more perfect union, establish justice, ensure domestic tranquility, provide for the common defense, promote the general welfare, and secure the blessings of liberty to ourselves and our posterity, do ordain and establish this Constitution for the United States of America.
The Beth Messiah Congregation invites you to come and experience a Messianic Roots biblically based congregational fellowship as we observe God's Shabbat in Messiah Yeshua. Praise and worship services begin at 10:30 a.m., followed by an Oneg Shabbat meal, Midrash, and fellowship. Beth Messiah Congregation is located at 8333 Acoma Way in North Denver. You can find out more information by calling 1-800-205-6245. Everyone's welcome, so join us this Shabbat. And Shabbat Shalom. Good Sabbath.
Hey everybody, this is Maggie and you're listening to The Unsolicited Opinion, and I'm joined this morning by Kathy Adams, and she is the International Issues Chair for the Eagle Forum, and we were talking about sustainable development, global warming, the hoax of global warming. We're talking about the Green Climate Fund. We were talking about how they want to tax us. And let's go back before we went to break, Kathy. We're talking about how the poor nations and the people in these poor nations are duped into thinking that the reason why they're poor is because we're rich. And I always say to people when they talk about things like that, I say the reason why these nations are poor is because they have despotic, corrupt leaders who are subjugating them, and it has nothing to do with the fact that you and I happen to have refrigeration, or that we happen to drive automobiles, or that we happen to be able to eat 3 squares a day. They don't have access to those things because of their despotic, tyrannical leaders who dominate them. They don't live in a free society.
Well, you're absolutely right, and it is a form of government. If we would share our constitutional republic around the globe, then other nations could be all they could be, because citizens can then become all they can be. And that's what we want for our children, for them to grow up to be all they can be. And so it just makes sense that it is the form of government that is corrupt, and there is an element in every one of those nations that is rich. It's just that they believe that they become rich by making all those around them serve them. And, excuse me, when you look at the Islamic nations, they are led by dictators, and then the change of government either is through the death of someone, and then typically they want to hand over the leadership to a son, or it's going to be a coup, and that's what we are witnessing now across the Middle East. And so it is the form of government. You've got your finger on it, Maggie. You're absolutely right. And, you know, the other thing that the people say is, well, it's because America has so many more natural resources. Well, with the trade around the globe, you look at a nation like Japan, the second most wealthy economy in the world, and they are not endowed with resources, but they have an economy that works because the people are more free. And so, yes, we can just look at these poor people and know that they are absolutely convinced of this, that the pie is just so much, and that we can cut it in only so many pieces, and there's no way of expanding beyond that one pie. But the American mind has grown up to understand that there are multiple pies, multiple opportunities, and it's a matter of just getting out there and putting your shoulder to the plow, putting forth the effort, getting an education, and having good integrity in the business place, and you will succeed. And so we want to hand that down to our children, and the rest of the world needs to learn from that model, that they think the only way that they're ever going to have wealth is by stealing it from the rich, and they believe that the only reason they don't have wealth is because the rich stole it from them. And they point to things like Norway, for example, had gone into South America and done a lot of buying of their timbers. Well, there's nothing wrong with them buying from their forest, their timber. However, if they do not have good replacement of those forests, replanting as we do in America, then yes, eventually you're going to run out of forests. And so again, it's the free market that shows the way. It is the good example of how to have a successful economy, but the poor world believes now that Norway owes them to go down, not to replant forests, but to give them money so that they can have technologies in order to build different kinds of industries. And all of that's fine and good if Norway wants to do that with their taxpayers' dollars, and the people agree to that. I don't think it's a good idea. I think that helping those nations replant those forests and nurture them and then have reforestation is a better plan, because it teaches them how to fish instead of giving them a fish for one meal.
Well, you just took the words out of my mouth, because that's what I was going to reference, that old adage, if you give a man a fish, he'll eat for a day, teach him to fish, he'll eat for a lifetime. And that's mm-hmm. so true, and that makes me think about our educational system in this country. Mm. Kathy, mm-hmm. how they are deliberately dumbing down the populace, hence the reason mm-hmm. why we have so many people in this country who are totally unaware of mm-hmm. what really is happening around them, and it's because they have been deliberately dumbed down.
Yes. Well, not only have they been deliberately dumbed down, where they're not even, I mean, learning multiplication tables is not as important to the educational system and the textbooks as is learning about global warming, for example. But they also are perverting what we know teaches children to help themselves so that they can grow up to be all they can be, and give them every advantage and every opportunity. Instead, they are brainwashing them. And there is just so much now that children are being taught that literally frightens them. I have had grandparents come to me after speaking at different engagements and tell me how their grandchildren are literally frightened because they believe that the grandparents have so devastated the earth's resources that they're not going to leave anything for these children, and the children are literally going to be on the street starving. And yeah. nothing could be further from the truth, but that's what the children are being taught. And what is ultimately happening spiritually, because I've got to understand things from that perspective, and I hope that your audience does understand those too, because that's our purpose on earth, is to bring honor and glory to God. But the fact is that these people are given special talents, and when they apply those talents, then they are going to be provided for. And if there is a resource that becomes scarce because they haven't replanted the forest, or they need to wait for the regrowth of those forests, then there's another technology whereby they can make a living. And we know that foods and we are the breadbasket for the world right now, except that we are burning corn for fossil fuel replacement in a renewable energy that is dirty in the environment instead of being cleaner, all because of political paybacks to Iowa farmers, because it's a primary state. One of the first primaries for the presidential campaigns is in Iowa. And so that's where that all comes from. It has nothing to do with being a cleaner source of energy. But at the same time, the food, that corn that we used to send to the third world so that they had food to eat, is now being burned, and the people are having to find alternatives for food. And so all of this green agenda is backfiring. It is not healthy for our environment. It is not healthy for our children's minds. They are being robbed of being able to grow up to be all that they can be.
Yes, they are. And you know, it's really criminal. When I saw the other day that there was a teacher, a little boy had drawn a picture of the American flag, and the teacher told him he couldn't put that flag on the wall in the classroom because that might offend some of the other kids.
Oh, goodness.
You know, it's just absolutely outrageous. Hang on, Kathy. On that note, we've got to go to break. We'll be right back. This is the Unsolicited Opinion. Everybody hang in there. We'll be right back.
If catastrophe struck, would your family be prepared? Are you confident you wouldn't react in a panic? Is there one place to get all of your emergency supplies? Ferris Survival encourages you to have confidence through preparation, not panic through crisis. Ferris Survival, located at 3366 South Broadway, is a professional, reputable, full-service business providing quality, realistic preparedness supplies at an affordable price. Go online, stop by, or call 303-781-0343. Ferris Survival.
Whether you already know essential oils are valued for their ancient wisdom and wellness, or you're considering their use as a viable, non-toxic, healthy alternative, your question should be the same. Are all essential oils certified pure therapeutic grade? Who makes the highest quality essential oils available? Do all test for safety and meet rigorous standards? Can all oils pass the scrutiny of health professionals and scientists? Many essential oils don't meet these standards, so ask one more question. Where can I find the most powerful, reasonably priced, certified pure therapeutic grade essential oils? doTERRA. Gift of the Earth. doTERRA, committed to natural, empowering ideals. If you're new to essential oils or a seasoned expert, you'll recognize the superior quality of doTERRA certified pure therapeutic grade essential oils with your first experience. Call 970-493-6789. That's 970-493-6789 or RockyMountainEssentialOil.com. That's RockyMountainEssentialOil.com.
We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal, that they are endowed by their Creator with certain unalienable rights, that among these are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness, that to secure these rights, governments are instituted among men, deriving their just power from the consent of the governed. This is the America News Network.
Everybody, this is Maggie, and you're listening to The Unsolicited Opinion. And if you'd like to call into this show today, 877-254-7524 is the number, 877-254-7524. And if you'd like to contact me, please go to my website, theunsolicitedopinion.com, theunsolicitedopinion.com. If you'd like to sponsor this show or advertise on this show, get in contact with me, and I can hook you up with the people at the station who can make that happen. Kathy, before we went to break, We were talking about our educational system and what the kids are being taught. And I saw this video on YouTube, and it was a song these elementary school age kids were singing called, and it was, I don't know what the title of it, that's irrelevant, but they were singing about Earthlings Unite, and, you know, we're going round and round and round and damaging the planet, blah, blah, blah. And it, you know, it's so, it is incredible to me that these teachers have no problem whatsoever indoctrinating these kids. They see nothing wrong with it when they're supposed to be educating them and teaching them facts and letting them make decisions on their own. They're instilling these false ideas in their heads, and they think nothing of it. It's amazing to me.
Well, and it comes through our schools of education and our universities. Universities are surrounded by reality, but on their campuses, they're not real. And if you just look at where the universities are and the cities where they are, you'll find probably the most left-leaning voters in every state across the nation. But the thing that is really upsetting as well is that last week, as I was attending a UN meeting in New York City, one of the delegates commented on how slow the process of going through laws and governments trying to change laws to come in line with UN thinking. However, they have found this new approach. And so now, by brainwashing, the children in the classrooms, they know that they are being trained up in the thinking of the United Nations so that when they are grown up, these policies are going to be easily implemented in governments across the world. And it is absolutely tragic that this is happening. Ronald Reagan had gotten the United Nations out of the education arm of the United Nations called UNESCO, and then George W. Bush got America back into it. And so it was a very brave move by President Reagan to get us out, and I was just absolutely devastated when George W. Bush put us back into UNESCO. That's where most of this garbage of global warming and teaching children to be afraid of tomorrow instead of looking forward to tomorrow and growing up to be all they can be. And it is all coming straight out of the United Nations.
Yeah, it's truly a criminal thing that is taking place here in this country. And I was listening to Michael Chapman. I don't know if you've ever...
Yes, he's wonderful.
Yeah, and I was listening to him on a radio show, and he was talking about how from 2005 to 2015 was to be the decade of sustainable development in this country, and that they were going to be going gangbusters, you know, gung-ho on indoctrinating kids into this whole thought process, like so like that person at the United Nations you mentioned, so that they would be malleable and easily accepting this assault on their individual liberties and this assault on the sovereignty of the United States. It's just, it's incredible to me.
Well, Maggie, you make a really good point there. They are absolutely perverting education. All this is coming out of UNESCO at the United Nations into our classrooms by textbooks and other materials when the United States is giving billions of dollars a year to the United Nations. We are the biggest funder of any nation to the United Nations, and that money filters down and then comes back into our classrooms with all of this horrible stuff. But I think it's just a wonderful point that you bring out, that this is all a plan, and these gullible people would be doing this in our classrooms, and that it would be hurting our children. I truly hope that parents are listening and grandparents are listening to your show so that they can then help these children and grandchildren understand that they don't need to be afraid of the future, and that instead they can be assured that through finding different resources or through technologies, that if there is ever any resource that is depleted, that there will be a technology so that they can go on in the future and probably even have a better life and a better lifestyle. Our parents gave us a better America than what they inherited. We're living at a higher standard of living. We want that for our grandchildren. We don't want the United Nations to brainwash them into thinking that they are going to have to live in squalor while the ruling elite, like Barack Hussein Obama and his czars and the UN Secretary General Ban Ki-moon, can live as the ruling elite. They don't mind when they get on Air Force One, Barack Obama and Michelle Obama, his wife, and go up to a play in New York City, burning all that much fuel and calling it a date night, for goodness sake. But then the rest of us are supposed to live in stacked up housing and limit the amount of meat that we eat, limit the amount of water we use, because the earth is going to run out of these things. Well, the only people who are going to be suffering are the people who are being held under the iron fist of this kind of thinking, and it's just not fair to our children.
No, it isn't fair at all. And I always say on my show, Kathy, I really recommend people homeschool their kids. They really need to, because they are being indoctrinated. And that example I cited before we went to the last break about that teacher telling that little kid he couldn't hang his picture of the American flag. I say that teacher is treasonous. That teacher is an anarchist. Yeah. That teacher is subverting any type of an allegiance this little kid would feel towards his own country.
Well, and we also had a president who recently addressed the nation and said, whatever God you pray to. I mean, America is part of Western civilization. Our founders were Christians. This is a Judeo-Christian nation. Jews and Christians hold the Bible as absolute truth and God as the creator. And when that is perverted by this man who at one point, whether it was a mistake or not, called himself a Muslim, my goodness, that is not Western civilization, and he is perverting the very foundations of this nation. Our security, our sovereignty, is being undermined by his
Hang
philosophy.
On, second, Kath, we got to go to break. Hold that thought. We'll be right back, everybody.
Cholesterol, high blood pressure, angina, atherosclerotic plaque, or stroke are a concern for you or your loved one, or you want to strengthen your heart, increase stamina, and promote overall cardiovascular health, then join the Heart Technology team. Heart Technology, Linus Pauling's recommended vitamin C therapies, is the answer to your concern. Don't wait until it's too late. For more information and to order, call Dennett Daniels at 1-800-205-6245. Heart Technology, it's natural, it's effective, it's inexpensive, and it's guaranteed. 1-800-205-6245.
If catastrophe struck, would your family be prepared? Are you confident you wouldn't react in a panic? Is there one place to get all of your emergency supplies? Ferris Survival encourages you to have confidence through preparation, not panic through crisis. Ferris Survival, located at 3366 South Broadway, is a professional, reputable, full-service business providing quality, realistic preparedness supplies at an affordable price. Go online, stop by, or call 303-781-0343. Ferris Survival. CINN stations in Ault salutes our troops. Whether you're for the war or against it, they're still there. These men and women deserve more than our support. They deserve the comfort of home. Send a military care package today. Just type military care package into a search engine, point and click. Let's show our troops we care. This message from CINN stations in Ault, wishing Godspeed to our fighting men and women and thanking them for their triumphs and their sacrifices.
Worship and Warfare, Holy Places and In His Hands. 3 praise and worship CDs now available through Voice of Many Waters Ministry. Call 1-800-205-6245 or check it out on the web, www.voiceofmanywaters.org. Each CD is $15 plus $3.50 shipping and handling. Call 1-800-205-6245 or www.voiceofmanywaters.org.
Unsolicited opinion. And if you'd like to get in contact with me, 3 words is my website, theunsolicitedopinion.com. Kathy, I've only got a couple more minutes left, and you were talking about this as a Christian nation before we went to break, so if you'd like to continue to talk about that, I'd appreciate
sure.
it.
Sure. We're a Judeo-Christian nation. All of Western civilization is built upon the foundational truths of the Bible, And so that's all across Europe as well. But if we put down our guard and we no longer have borders and we continue to let those come in who are insisting upon things like Sharia law, which is a theocracy instead of a constitutional republic, replacing our constitution with Sharia law, which is very much self-proclaimed, exactly what Islam is after, a global caliphate, then we are subjecting ourselves to great harm, to say the least, because when our constitution is undermined and replaced with a theocracy called Sharia law, then we are in trouble. But the same kind of undermining is happening in our moral values when wrong is being called right, right is being called wrong, and we get into this nonsense of capitalizing earth. We're reverting, actually regressing, to the very issues that Abram was dealing with before his name was changed by God to Abraham. People at that time were worshiping the earth. That's what Agenda 21, the global warming issue, the climate change issue, is all about. Let's stand up as Americans, not be politically correct and afraid to say that we are a Judeo-Christian nation. That's what our nation was founded as. That's who we are. We believe in the rule of law, the difference between right and wrong, based upon those principles in the Bible. But we are not a theocracy. We are not interested in ever becoming a theocracy. And those who want to come here and live under our rules and our laws, then we welcome them. But those who are here to subvert, those who are here to undermine and then literally take over and replace our constitutional republic with a theocracy or any other notion of pantheism, being earth worship instead of recognizing the earth as the source and responsibility of care for it that God gave us, then we are undermining our national security and our futures and our children's futures. So let's not be ashamed of who we are. Let's stand up and say, yeah, this is a Judeo-Christian nation. And by the way, we're a constitutional republic. We're not a theocracy. We're not interested in creating Sharia law courts and undermining America's founding.
Well, I couldn't have said that better myself, Kathy.
Well, it's so
truly
much fun working with you, Maggie. I wish you every success, the very best. I think that you've got your finger on the pulse, whether it's immigration or whether it's these issues concerning Agenda 21 and climate change. But keep telling the truth. People will catch on. They are looking for hope, and you're offering it.
Well, thanks so much, Kathy. I really appreciate you coming on. Is eagleforum.org, is that the best way for them to find what you write about?
Yeah, eagleforum.org. And then if you go on the left-hand column, you will find that you can click on globalism and sovereignty, and you'll find a number of writings there written by different folks, and all of mine are there as well.
Okay. Thanks so much, Kathy. I really appreciate you coming on my show. Take care. Well, everybody, you know, I love to go to Oz. Somewhere Over the Rainbow is a wonderful place to be. Listen, keep your chin up, everybody, because we have people like Kathy Adams in the world who are fighting for you and I. So, hey, better days are coming. I'll be back tomorrow at 9 a.m. Chin up, everybody.
Really? You know what Miss Gus said she was going to do to Toto? She says she
now,
was going to...
Now, Dorothy, dear, stop imagining things. You always get yourself into a fret over nothing. Now, you just help us out today and find yourself a place where you won't get into any trouble.
Some place where there isn't any trouble.
Do you suppose there is such a place, Toto?
There must be. It's not a place you can get to by a boat or a train. It's far, far away, behind the moon, beyond the rain.
dare to dream really do come true. Someday I'll wish upon a star and wake up where the clouds are far behind me. Where troubles melt like lemon drops away above the chimney tops, that's where you